Welcome, this is the Voltage Masterclass, Drive the Roads Chord in Ableton Live 12 with DJ Friendly Structure. In this advanced, hands-on lesson we'll build a flexible, electrified Rhodes patch. A single instrument rack that can morph from a warm Rhodes pad to a crunchy driven lead to a gated voltage stab, and arrange it in the arrangement view so DJs can loop, cue and perform with it easily. Lesson overview: we're using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and Macs for live utilities. Sampler or simpler, instrument and audio effect racks, saturator, overdrive, redux, auto filter, EQ8, compressor or glue, utility, LFO and envelope follower from Max for live, beat repeat, and the standard MIDI FX. The goal is one playable voltage Rhodes instrument rack, mapped macros for live control, tempo synced modulation for rhythmic voltage motion, and an arrangement laid out in DJ-friendly loop blocks with stems ready for export. What you will build by the end of this lesson, you'll have an instrument rack called Voltage Rhodes with three core chains, clean, driven, and stab, plus FX variants, mapped macros for drive, filter cutoff, gate rate slash depth, width slash low end, and FX wet for a controller, tempo synced LFO and envelope follower modulation for breathing dirt, gated stabs and quick drive bursts, an arrangement view with 8, 16 and 32 bar DJ-friendly loop blocks, break and draw points, and stems prepped for mixing. Step-by-step walkthrough. Note: the walkthrough uses the exact lesson title where useful. Voltage Masterclass. Drive the Rhodes Chord in Ableton Live 12 with DJ-friendly structure. A. Prepare the Rhodes or start a new MIDI track and load sampler suite or simpler in classic mode. Import a clean Rhodes sample or multi-sample patch you like. In sampler, set a loop inside the sustain region with crossfade looping, so chords sustain naturally. Tune the root key and set release between about 100 and 300 milliseconds. Tweak to taste. Map velocity to both filter cutoff and amp gain so dynamics respond, roughly 20 to 35% to the filter and about 18 to 30% to amp gain. B. Build the instrument rack. Drag an instrument rack around the sampler. Duplicate the sampler chain twice so you have three chains. Rename them clean, driven, and stab. Clean chain, sampler, then EQ8 for a gentle high pass at 40 Hz and a light tip between 300 and 500 Hz if it's muddy, a light glue compressor, and utility where the low end below 120 Hz is mono. Driven chain, sampler into saturator, around 3 to 6 dB drive, soft sine or analog clip type, then overdrive at 4 to 8 drive with tone adjusted, subtle redux down sampling around 8 to 12 kHz and a small bit rate reduction, then EQ8 with presence boost in the 900 Hz to 2 kHz range and a final glue compressor. Stab chain, sampler into auto filter, try a 24 dB low pass or a band pass for a stabby character, then a subtle frequency shifter for instability, a touch of chorus or flanger, and a compressor with fast attack and short release. C. Macro mapping. Make a DJ-friendly map 5 macros and name them clearly. 1. Drive. Map saturator drive and overdrive drive. Optionally map driven chain volume so more drive crossfades in. 2. Cutoff. Map the auto filter cutoff and sampler filter cutoff. 3. Gate rate slash depth. Map to an LFO or auto pan amplitude driving utility gain for rhythmic gating. 4. Width slash low end. Map utility width and create a low end control that toggles a mono low chain on and off or adjusts low level. 5. FX wet. Map to a return send or internal FX wet slash dry controls. Keep macro ranges sensible so each knob behaves predictably on stage. D. Add tempo synced modulation for the voltage motion. Place a max for live LFO on the track and sync it to host tempo. Map one LFO to drive for slow, musical sweeps. Rates like 1/8 or 1/4 work well. Create a second synced LFO at 1/16 with a square or step shape, and map it to utility gain or a rack volume control to create gated stabs. Use an envelope follower routed to a kick or drum bus to trigger quick drive bursts. Map that follower to saturator drive so drums push the voltage. For subtle pitch instability, map a very small unsynced LFO to detune or to the frequency shifter by maybe plus or minus 2 cents. E. Create MIDI variations and clip design. Build a bass MIDI chord, a 4-note voicing, as an 8-bar loop and duplicate to 32 bars. Arrange variations. Bars 1-8. Clean, low drive, closed cutoff. Bars 9-16. Introduce driven. Ramp macro 1 up across 8 bars. Bars 17-24. Gated stabs. Enable macro 3 gating and short note lengths. Bars 25-32, full voltage, high drive, open cutoff, subtle pitch wobble. Use MIDI effects like an arpeggiator at 1/16 or 1/8 on a duplicated clip for a broken chord section and to add note length and velocity, devices to humanize. F. Arrange for DJs. Structure and automation duplicate the instrument track into arrangement and consolidate clips for each section. Label sections clearly. Intro 32 bars. DJ loop A 32 bars. Loop B 16 bars. Break 8 16 bars. Drop 16 32 bars. Outro 32 bars. Keep loopable sections in powers of 2 bars for easy looping. Automations to include and align on bar boundaries. Cutoff, slow opening over 8 16 bars for energy build. Drive, ramp and 4 8 bar steps to create energy points. Gate, enable gating 4 bars before a drop. Use quick 1 bar mutes or a game macro to create DJ-friendly transitions. Create a DJ cool loop group by bouncing a 16 bar driven subloop with light reverb to the front of the arrangement for instant looping. G. Stems, export and DJ friendliness. Prepare stems by routing returns or separate tracks. Full roads clean plus driven. Dry roads no effects and effects stems for reverbs and gated versions. Export at 48kHz, 24 bit, no normalization and render each stem as individual WAV files. Make sure loop points are exactly on bar boundaries and add small fades to avoid clicks. Include a Q stem. Dry, low mid attenuated and reverbless. For headphone queuing. H. Final polishing check phase. And mono the low end below about 120hz. Use a gentle bus glue compressor to glue clean and driven before the master. Save rack snapshots or chain states for clean. Crunch and voltage stab so you can recall presets quickly in performance. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overdrive everything at once. Stacking saturator and overdrive too hard causes ugly clipping. Stage gain carefully and compensate with EQ. Avoid stereo widening on low frequencies. Mono below 100 to 150hz. Keep major automation changes at bar boundaries so clips remain loopable for DJs. Don't map too many unrelated parameters to a single macro. Keep macros purposeful. Be subtle with bit reduction and frequency shifting. Heavy settings wash out harmonics. For gated stabs, shorten sampler release. Long release will smear the effect. Pro tips: map drive to a hardware knob. DJs love a single control that transforms character. Use the chain selector and clip automation for instant texture swaps live. Create a 1-bar Q loop without reverb for headphone preview. A stepped LFO map to drive gives a pulsing voltage. A sine LFO feels like breathing electricity. Cut 2 to 4 dB around 300-500hz if the road sounds boxy. Add 1 to 3 dB around 1-3kHz for presence sparingly. Color and label macros for quick scanning in low light. Export a 32-bar mixed version, with kick and roads together to make DJ mixing simpler. Mini practice exercise, 60 minutes goal. Make a 32-bar loop and 3 stems, dry, driven, FX. Steps. 1. Load sampler and write a 4-note Rhodes chord as an 8-bar MIDI clip. Loop to 32 bars. 2. Add a second chain with saturator and overdrive and map drive to macro 1. 3. Add an auto filter after the rack and map cutoff to macro 2, starting gently closed. 4. Place a 1/16 square LFO map to utility gain for gating and map depth to macro 3. 5. Arrange. Bars 1/8 low drive, 9/16 drive rises, 17/24 gating on, 25/32 open cutoff and peak drive. 6. Render 3 stems named Rhodes Dry 32B.wav, Rhodes Driven 32B.wav, Rhodes FX 32B.wav. Recap this voltage masterclass. Drive the Rhodes chord in Ableton Live 12 with DJ-friendly structure walked you through building a dual-chain instrument rack with mapped macros for drive, cutoff and gate. Adding tempo sync, LFO and envelope follower modulation for voltage motion, arranging the arrangement view into loopable 8/16/32-bar blocks, and exporting DJ-ready stems. Keep macros focused, automations aligned to bar boundaries, and a low-end mono. With these techniques, your Rhodes will be both expressive and engineered for live DJ performance. End of lesson. Save your project, save rack presets, and try the practice exercise to lock in the workflow. Good luck, and have fun driving voltage into your Rhodes.